Boy, basically, Zenana Vizeno Chaser. So we said that the Taisus says, it's pretty clear from Taisus that Pshan the boy is that is Nana is Nana is definitely a Sibis and Makayev, but is there a Ptura Midas time? And therefore, if it's Chaser, so then for sure there's no Ptura Midas time. If there's no Chaser, so the Shaila is there still a Ptura Midas time or not? That's good for the Gemara's Abai. So there's no Abai whether there's an alumnus of Sibis and Makayev of Nana. For some reason, Nana is a Sibis Makayev. Even though we said you don't have to pay, I don't have to be Nana when you're listening to Shweki singing. But somehow the Nana, I'm not exactly sure the Nana that causes you to save money is a Sibis and Machayev. You would have paid money for it. And the only shine is whether there's a Ptura of me this time. That's Taisus. The play Yeshua had a Havamina that the Sibis, that that the Gemara is a boy is Nana alone a Sibis and Machayev. But then he shrugged that up because then why is then Nana is a Chaser Vadechayev? Because he didn't want to say two dead horses. And Rav Aaron seemed to say that according to the Rif, since the Rif doesn't have to say two dead horses, because he holds that Chaser alone is a Sibis and Machayev, even if it's not a Ptura Prama Grama. So therefore, you could say the Gemara Zabaya is whether Nana is a Sibis and Machayev or not. Right? That's how we learned. So the question was asked, and I don't know what the answer is offhand, that according to the Rav Aaron, and it was also Ben Yeshua's Havamina, so how would they understand this, the Gemara of, you know, the what's the exactly the words, the Shachrusa, the words exactly, I forgot the Lashon. You know, when you get the walls, the Shachrusa da Shaisa. So we said that maybe they, because you know, over there it seems to be saying that even if you cause a little bit of hezek, you pay the full, you pay a larger amount than the hezek, you pay the amount of the Nene. So if the Gemara is Abaya, the Gemara seems to say that even if Zen Nene, Vizeno Chaser is Potter, you pay if there's a little, if there's a hezek. And Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that way with Feirish. You know, there's maybe the Gemara is not so clear, because in the Gemara you could say that you're only paying for the amount of the hezek. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is Beferish, that if there's a little bit of hezek, you pay for the full hezek. Right? He says Beferish. Here's the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry. Shin Samach Gimel. Right? He says Beferish is Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Aymrim. He says it only as a Yesh Aymrim. The Kishain Achoser Aymed is Sacher. So it's low Choser. Tamina and Dain is Rad Al-Zaskar because we passed in Zen Nene, the Zen Al-Choser is Potter. Im Choser Afido Dabra Muet, Kigon Shoyed Bayez Chodesh, the Choser Masha Sheshchiro, Abi Shaina Hefzid also Shachriris Ere Muet. So I just don't know, is there any way that Rav Aaron, that we were doing yesterday, could explain that? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is passing. Apparently, the Gemara says, and when you blacken the wall, even you hold Zen, the Gemara says that even if you hold Zen Nene, if it's Zen Choser, it's Potter. If you're blacking the walls, you have to pay. So you could learn the Gemara, you're only paying the amount for the blackening of the walls. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, and that's how most people are learning, that you pay the full amount of the Nene. So if you learn like what Rav Aaron said yesterday, that the Gemara is a boy, is Nene Mechayev or Nene not a Mechayev, and we're paskining that Nene is not a Mechayev, so what in the world is a svara? Because you're paying a penny for the chaser, So you have to pay as nenet. Then it's not a sibas a mechayev. Why should that be? There's Bishlama in the Taisus world that nene is a sibas mechayev. The only reason your potter is midas time. So once there's a little bit of chaser, it takes off midas time. Okay, I guess there's some kind of svara for that. But if you learn like Rav Aaron, that there is no mechayev and nene, that's the Gemara's maskana. So why, when there's a little chaser, is there a mechayev and nene?
Maybe it's because of gzela.
But why are you paying for the amount of the nene? You should pay for the amount of the chaser.
I mean, maybe somehow it's viewed as like what you stole, what you took. So the nene is what you took, and that's what you stole.
So the chaser makes it like the chaser, in order for nene to be mechayev, you need a shtickle chaser. It's not asked me this time. Okay, I just don't know.
Rebbe wanted to say such a
have sure as Kasha.
Right.
You know what?
Rebbe wanted to say such a have amina somewhere.
Yeah, but okay, but difference between a have amina and a maskana. I was saying that's what Rav Ami is coming on Fuke. But you know, it's different. Okay, I don't know. It's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachma Shlaima, the Chachma Shlaima, the Shulchan Aruch is Rav Shlomo Kluger. It's not the Chachma Shlaima of the Marshal. It says that even if the Chaser is Pachos Mishave Pruta, you would pay the full amount. Even in other words, I do a nene, Zen nene, the Zero Chaser is Pater, and then you do a Chaser, even if a Pachos Mishave Pruta, which the din is that you can't even charge for, or you do a chaser, I mean, according to Taisus, you do a chaser of a grama, which you also can't charge for, but somehow or another, that makes that you pay for the fohana. So at least in Taisus, I think we understand that because it takes off the midas time. I have a right to be makbid that you shouldn't be here. And once I have a right to be makbid that you shouldn't be here, then you're here, I have a right to charge you. So there, that makes sense. But in Rav Aaron, I don't know. It's not so easy what the svara is. The lashon they use is some kind of svara megalgalim. I don't know what that means. You know. Okay. All right. Let's go to the Gemara. And I want to keep the Shulchan Aruch open. We said yesterday we wanted
meaning, to... Can I jump for a thing? Yes. Meaning the issue that Rebbe Sandy brought up that the pshat that Rebbe said, meaning this sounds like the pshat that Rebbe brought up the other day, but your Rebbe's issue now is that it's Rebbe's bothered by that. It just sounds funny to say that. Yeah, that's maskana.
I was saying that Rebbe Ami, you know, it wasn't even like a Ami, just we were trying to say that. Well, it wasn't that I wasn't necessarily saying I think a real have a meaning, just Rebbe Ami was saying that, you know, okay, that's. Yes, and then that, yes, it's a little funny to say maskana. That's it. So was a radical svara. So to make it, that's a maskana. Yes. Okay. Anyway, we're skipping to the end of the sugya. That's the way in this yeshiva we finish sugyas. It's amazing. So we did the whole sugyas, and then it was a chaser without doing it inside. Certain amount. I mean, I didn't do such a. So the question is, how do we bask in at the end of the day? Right? That's the shayla. We have the Gemara's Avoy. What is a din of Zen, Nene, Bezed, El Chaser? So the shayla is, how do we bask in? So let's read the Gemara. So it's the Gemara on Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara. Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Right, so this is apparently the Gemara's conclusion. Hador b'chotzer chavero shelo midaito ein tzorech lados oschar. The din is that the case that we're discussing, which was zen nene v'zed ochoser, but the case was hador b'chotzer chavero shelo midaito, you do not have to pay. Yishum shenemar, you see, I forgot to look up the pasuk. Vishaya yochiach yoyukas shar, and does anyone look up the pasuk and know how to pronounce it properly?
Ushia. Ushia yukas shar.
Ushia yukas shar. Okay, you see that? I knew I was mispronouncing it.
Oh, Rebbe knew that there's always going to be an Israeli who's going to try to be a wise guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, are you Israeli a little bit?
I grew up in Israel, yes.
Oh, you see, that's it, you know?
Oh, but that's not why I know it.
Okay.
I did look it up.
All right, anyway. I was in Rabbi Hochberg's shiur many years ago in Gittin. And the Mishnah is, if you bring a get, Rechem v'chagar. Rashi says, Rechem v'chagar. It's the first Mishnah but in Gittin. And Rashi says, Rechem v'chagar is in the Unkelis, is the parish of the certain cities. And it's called Rechem. The Unkelis translates the Pesukim in the Chumash, Rechem v'chagar. So I had some smart guys in my share. This was in high school. They actually looked up the Unkelis and they told Rabbi Hochberg he's mispronouncing it because in the Kudus and the Unkelis is not Rechem v'chagar, it's something else. So Rabbi Hochberg told them, you might be grammatically correct, but if you read it like you'll be laughed out of every yeshiva in the world. So, okay. You know. But all right.
It's like they have the, when I teach now, they have the kids have the older ones with the kudos, the gemaras. It's like I say Kivan, and all the kids say, no, it's Kavan, like within the kudos gemaras.
Who's talking?
Svi.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but you get in trouble. The kudos. Okay. Anyway, so, but there's a passing. So the pasuk says that, what's the word of it? What is it called? Viseya?
Ushia.
So Shia is a name of a shade.
But Rashi over here has two different interpretations. Either it's the name of the shade, or it's from the word shou, shmama, you know, the emptiness.
Okay. I forgot. I did see the Rashi, but I forgot it. So Rashi says, Shmo Sheshe, Shmo Shia. Let's read the full Rashi. Hador b'chotra v'ero, t'lo k'aymo la'agva, shelo midas, ein shorach l'anos chart. Okay, so Rashi is adding that it's lo k'aymo la'agva. I assume the reason is because theoretically, since the Gemara is adding a svara of this shade. You could have even had a havami even with kaimel agra somehow. So he says no. It's still we're speaking with low kaimel agra. So semra shia yoka was it shar?
Yeah.
Okay. Shade shishmo shia machish shar bayis. He weakens the shar of the house. Shei bnei adam darabo. A house that people don't live in there. So therefore I did you on the fountain of the Yochid. Me'ein Adam Yukashar. Mazikim Tishim Oso. Okay. So somehow or another, a desolate house is not good. Because shade didn't come in. Okay. The question is, does that apply even bisman hazeh? There's according to those people, the Rashba, we'll see, that says that you need this lahalacha. So then you would have to say that that's true even bisman hazeh. I assume so, right? Because otherwise, there's according to, we'll see in the Bir Agra says, that the fact that Rav Huna Amarav gave that svara, it means that you need it. Otherwise, you'd be chayiv. So the reason why you're potter is because of this svara. You need this svara to make you potter.
Now, right, wouldn't the other shot be that you need it because it's a suffix otherwise, not that it's for that you're chayiv? Meaning it's a suffix and therefore this is for sure versus a suffix?
Okay, we'll see. But I'm just saying that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out that, you know, we generally think, and I generally think of these, that even though the Gemara has a concept of Shalem, you know, there's this Gemara that they put Shalem in Chayrim, and, you know, we and that Shalem don't start up with people today. So we usually assume that there are no Shalem as bad as that. You know, the Shalem, not that we assume that there's no such thing as Shalem, that we don't, I don't think we assume. We take the Gemara says in Shalem, we believe the Gemara. But that Bizman Azeh, they keep away from people. But according to the, if the halacha here is Paskin, that means that, you know, in Palm Beach, that's my favorite example, because all these beautiful apartments that are empty half the year, because in the whole summer, they're completely empty. You go to these, there's a danger that a shade is in there. I don't know. Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. And that the person, I mean, it's a, in the, and when I move into that empty apartment in Palm Beach, I'm giving the hana to the Bawa bus, and I'm keeping the shade out. I think you tell that to the guy, to, what are you doing in my house? And I'm keeping the shade out, you know. Rabbi Moshe Dov Harris, that's Mark Harris, M.M. Dov Harris, depending on how you want to call him. I was his chavrusa in Queens. His father moved to Israel. His father left him his car, and his father had a nice car. He moved to Israel. I think he moved to Israel. I don't, maybe he bought a different car. I don't know if he moved to Israel. His father gave him his old car, which was a nice car for a yeshiva guy. So Rabbi Moshe Dov was a big massman. So he remember him telling me that around 2 o'clock in the morning, he goes out to get to his car and he opens the door and there's somebody there, some big black guy, you know, playing around, trying to start the motor, you know, pulled off the key things and it's playing with the wires, trying to start his car to get it started. So Rabbi Moshe said, you know, he's not a bashful, scared guy. He's a big guy. He says, what are you doing in my car? So the guy stands up, says, you have a lot of nerve. Here I'm trying to fix your car for you and you scream at me. And he walks away. Then he says he couldn't start the car anymore. It was broken. You know, he really was. So I mean, that's what I did. A guy comes in, I'll be in Palm Beach. I'll go to someone's house. The guy said, what are you doing moving into my house? I said, what do you mean? We're chutzpah. I'm doing you such a big favor. I came to keep the shavim out. You know, I don't know. Somehow I don't think they would go for that. But that's what the Gemara is saying. I don't exactly know how we apply this. So again, so Rav Schar Amarav says that it helped for the Shadim. Omar Marbar Avashi, the D Khazina Yuman Manga Pe Kitura. It gores like a short, like a tura. Tura is an axe. Right. Rav Yosef Amar Beisa Misvi Yasvi. When they Rashi, Bayis Shu Miyusha B'diris Vayadam Yosef Yeshuva Kayim. V'shadara B'socho Roem Mashu Tzarech U'metachnim also. In other words, the little things, when you have little things break, so if you fix it right away, it's good. If you don't fix it right away, you get a little leak in the faucet. You don't fix it, it becomes a big leak. So a person who lives in a house, he finds a little problem, then he fixes them. So it's good to have a person living there because he'll fix the minor problems. Right. So the Gemara says, "My binayu." You know, they're both saying that it's good to have someone to live in the house. My binayu, ika binayu, they call mishtamish bei the tzivei v'tivna. Rashi says, the Komishamish may have bow a bias, that means the original owner, Bitsive Vitivna, Shahoya Eitza Vitavna Bisaicho, he's putting his wood in there. Now the second guy went and lived in there. Shum Shia Mecca, because of the shade, you don't have. In other words, even without the second guy moving in, the shade wouldn't come because people were coming in and out because of the storage house. Mishum Beza Misva Ika Zayza Yisha, because the first guy was using a storage wouldn't notice if something would break. Okay, so he's saying that the pshat is that the first person was using it as a storehouse. So the problem of a shade, he didn't have. So the second guy is not mahanim as a shade. But the second person is mahanim of that he'll fix the broken things. Right? But Chayra, you could have said the opposite shot. I mean, it was the same thing, that the first guy was not there, and the second guy is only using it as a storage, right? It'd be the same thing, the Chayra, no? That the second guy's using it as a storage, so he's doing you the advantage of getting rid of the shade, but he's not fixing the house, right? It would be the Chayra, the same thing, because the Gemara is coming out that when you use it as a storage, it stops the shade, but it doesn't give you the advantage of a house that's used. So the way Rashi says it, that the first guy was using it as storage, and you could say the Chayra the same thing that the second guy's using
so
it as
did, storage. So why did Rashi have to say balabais? He should have said everything without the word balabais, and then we can apply it both ways.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know, but am I right in judgment that it would work both ways, the Chayra?
Why not? But that's not the case.
Because
it says a Dorba Chatzar Chaver, that's the question.
Okay, because a Dorba Chatzar Chaver, I mean, it could be that he's using it as a storage. So that's not.
I mean, Rashi is just addressing the case.
Hador doesn't mean the storage. I don't know. Hador means I'm living. I don't know. Then the Gemara can say the Nafkamina is in a slightly different case. And that's so terrible either. Gemara says, The nafkamina would be not in this case, but in a case where instead of being dor, he's using it as storage. So it's the nafkamina would be that instead of being dor b'chatzar chavero, he'd be mishtamish. I think that fits into the lashon. Okay, I don't know why Rashi didn't learn that way.
But maybe that's why Rashi is just addressing it within the same case. Rashi's just, maybe it's the same thing, it would be the same halacha, but Rashi's just addressing what the case of the Mishnah, the Gemara is. But in Hanami, the halacha
would say that there's enough, they weren't necessarily, they were discussing, in fact, Pashas, they were discussing a case where the person is not using it for, the Baal Bus was not using it for anything. The Gemara is just saying that they're theoretically a nafkamina in this case. So you can have my case also be a nafkamina. We're not saying that that's in where they
Rabbi,
were.
Rabbi, someone is trying to get in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Where is it? Okay. All right, anyway, but that's...
Also, Rabbi, would it be a nafkamina if that's the case because it's not, what type of hana is that? Meaning the guy is storing stuff in his house.
It costs money to store. You know, you get to store things costs a lot of money. You need a storage room. Go in New York, you want to store things. You know, you need to pay money. It costs you a lot of money to get a free storage. So I go ahead and you have an empty house. So I move in my storage. I move my storage into your house. So if the svara is it gets rid of the shade, so I got rid of the shade for you. If the svara is because I'm going to take care of the house, I'm not taking care of the house. I'm just using it as a storage. I think it would be the same thing. I agree. I don't know why Rashi, how Rashi knew to learn it the way he does and why he makes a commitment. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara, so now the $1 million shaila, so the shaila is, the big shaila is, why did the Gemara, you know, there's, the Gemara is a boy before was not with this svar. The way everyone explained the Gemara is a boy before was Stam, whether, you know, the way we learned in Taisus, Taisus on Daf Chafam and Aleph, said that the reason for the Gemara is two stadim was, is there me this time or is there not me this time? According to the Gemara here on Chaf Aleph, it comes out that everybody seems to agree that you should be chayim. And the only reason why you want to pata you is because you're nana, right? In other words, if there wouldn't be this nana, then you would be chayiv, right? In other words, if there wouldn't be this nana, you would be chayiv. That's, in other words, that doesn't seem to jive with the Taisus on Chaf Amud Aleph. Taisus and Chaf Amud Aleph seem to say that the tzad that said that you're potter is because time we say, kaifin al midas tzayim. That's why you're potter. So you'd be potter even without any nana. It's kaifin al midas tzayim. Right, that's what Taisus, that seems to be a Pshat Taisus. So the Gemara is schwer. This is what everyone, I mean, I'm not the first person to ask this. The Gemara at the end is a little strange. Till now, the whole boy was whether, if you, and that's leaving Rav Aaron because we didn't understand Rav Aaron so well, but till now, the Gemara had a whole boy. What's the din of Zeh Nana v'Zeh Lo Chaser? And the Gemara never mentioned these svaras. These svaras were never part of the Gemara's Aboy. So Pasha Pshat, and that's what, for example, the Gemara's case where they brought a raya from the Mishnah of the animal eating. You don't have these svaras by the Mishnah's case. Right? When the Gemara brought a raya, that Rami Bar Chama brought a raya that Yerchayev from the Rami Bar Chama brought a raya in Masnisani. He said, what's the raya? Because it says in the Mishnah, Mishani Mashananis. I mean, over there in the Mishnah, you don't have this svara of the shade, and you don't have this svara. So the Gemara, it's very schwer. Pashtus, the Gemara and Chav Aleph, is being poshet the same shaida that they had the whole sugya. Yeah, in the sugya, it's clear that they were discussing Zeh Nana v'Zeh Lo Chaser without these svaras. That's why Rami Bar Chama and some of the other rayas too were brought a raya, was just a classical case of Zeh Nana v'Zeh Lo Chaser. There was no added svara, you know, that I'm keeping away the shade. When the animal eats the peris, you don't have this far there to shade him, and you know that far there of the Rami Bar Chama brought a raya because it's a mishani mashananis. What's a raya? But by the house, you have this svara that I'm protecting your house. I'm doing you a chesed. So this is the problem that everyone's bothered by. Okay, so let's start with we have the Rosh and the Raja, which is in the Gra. But we should see before we do that, we have to see also the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin, right? And we have to see the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin. So simple pshat would be that in Achinami, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph is not being poshet the same shaila that they were asking on Chaf Amud Beis. That would be the simple pshat, is that they're coming along with different reasons. That would be the simple pshat. Okay, we have the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph.
Meaning that they're not opining on that, meaning that question, but
The Gemara is saying it's the same case, but they're bringing in new factors that was never considered before.
So, meaning so we still wouldn't know Zenan of Zelachasim.
In other words, even Rabbi Bar Chava, who's broader, and it's a simple shah the Gemara is that the Gemara and Daf Chav Amid Beis had a shayla without these svaras. And Rabbi Bar Chava brought a raya without these svaras. And they never heard of these svaras. And they're saying that, you know, you people, everyone in the last Amid blew it. Because they thought that Adar B'chaser Chavero is simply a case of Zen Nene, the Zen O'Chaser. And they didn't realize that there's an extra Svara that you got a certain amount of Hana. So the Gemara, Pashup Shah, the Gemara, is that the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph is arguing with the Gemara on Chaf Amin Beis. Right? That's really Pashup Shah. No.
Not that there's another case, meaning not that we don't know in a case of true Zenen of Zelochaser, but this is something else.
No, in other words, the Pasha say what they would say that a true Zenen of Zelochaser, you'd be chayiv. In other words, the Gemara asks the Shaila. The Gemara asks this case, Hador b'chotin of Eir Shalomi Daito. And Rami Bar Chama brought a raya from the animal eating it. That means that Rami Bar Chama, when he heard the Shaila, he didn't know that there is a factor that you're giving the Abba Abayis pleasure. He compared it to the animal eating the Paris, where I'm not giving him any pleasure. So that the Gemara Pashup Shad Anaf Chaf Amid Beis was the Gemara said the Shaila. Do we say Ho is Hanis, or do we say Ma'ichachas Artifa? Nothing to do with the Svar of Shay that wasn't brought in. When the Gemara explained what the Shaila is, they didn't bring in that Svara. The Gemara tells you what the Shaila is. The Shaila is Amatzi Amrei Ma'ikos Sarticha, Adilma Amatzi Amrei Ozanis. And therefore, that was the way they asked the Aboy. Rami Bar Chama gave a good Raya. And now, what's happening on Daf Chavavit is that Marbar Abashi and Rav Zchara Marav and Rahuna Marav are coming along and saying, so these are Pashup Shan the Gemara. Happens, no one learns this way, I think. I mean, I don't know if no one learns this way, but I don't know if anyone, but then they're coming on and they're saying that, you know, you forgot a simple factor, and therefore, even though when you were clearing, what you were clearing is not relevant because there's a new factor which changes everything. But that would be the simple shot, but I don't know if anyone learns that way or not.
I think one of the Rishonim on the Rif, maybe the Revav, somebody, one of the Rishonim learns that way, I believe.
Okay, on the Rif. Rishonim on the Rif. Okay. All right, anyway, but let's start with, but I want to see the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin. So the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin, I'm an out. The Gemara says, in the top line of Tzadik Zayin, who me Omer Rav Avda, me Omer Rav Avda Kimikarke Dami, Rav said, Eved has a din of Karka. The Gemara says, how could that be? Omer Avda Neo Barav Katina Omer Rav, Atoy gave me Avda Shechaver Vasa Malacha Potter. If I use your Eved, I'm Potter. These are good ideas of the Gmikakadami, am I Potter? Prashute de Marekoi. So it should be, I'm taking your, the Gemara is assuming, it's like Gedor Bechotzer Chavero. So it's Zen Nenev is a Choser. It's Zen Nenev is a Choser, you should be Chayim. So the Gemara answers, Hokli B'maya Skinen, Shelo B'shas Melacha. So it's Zen Nenev, the Zelo Choser, that's what Rashi says. Shelo B'shas Melacha. B'shoa She'en Uragil, Lazos Melacha. O She'en Akshav, the Baida Melacha Lassos. So I take your Eved. Your Eved is like Karka. I'm using it. So it's Zenene. But you're not Chaser because you're not Ruggel to get Chaser. You're not Ruggel there to use it. So Memeida, it's Zenene. Is that a Chaser? Kiyo, the Shalach Le'Rabab and Amari Barabar. For me, name Mirafuna, Derba Kotbesh, we died to turn out some scar, it ain't turn out scar. We show up today, and it's turn out some scar. So just like over there, we say, Zen Nene, Zen El Choser is Potter. So the Eve is the same thing. So Gemara says, Hoki Hashta, Bishma Hossam, Bain Amandamar, Besam, Misliasi, Nichole, Bain Amandamar, Ushia. You can shy nichalei. So there's a svara that nichalei, that the person is happy that I moved in. He's happy that I moved in. Deep down, he's happy I moved in. Avahaka mi nichalei the nichalish avdei. And he said, why would he be happy? I'm making his eved weaker. Amri Achinami Nichale did all history avdei. No, he is happy because he keeps his Eved from becoming Hefkredik. So the Gemara says, the Gemara adds these words, Nichale. Right? Now there's a Gemara, here on Samach Tzadik Zion is saying, first of all, the Gemara on Tzadik Zion is apparently paskening like this maskan on Chaf Aleph, that the reason why you're potter is because of these svaras, and the Gemara is explaining it because nichale. Right? I would not have said it's nichale. You know, I would have just said there's some kind of, you know, okay, we'll have to see in the
nichale. Just, I mean, nichale just means that's acceptable to him, right?
I don't know. Nichale means, Pashas Nichale means that he's happy about it, no?
I don't know. I have another context always defined Nicha, not Nicha, as whether it's acceptable or unacceptable.
I don't know. I mean, even if it's without it's Pashas Pshat, since it's Zed Nenev, it's Zed Ochoser, so it's always Nichale. It's Ochoser, he's Nichale. He doesn't care, but makes a positive nichale.
Yeah, again, Pashup Shah is the guy's being toveh afterwards. It would appear.
No, he's been toveh because he won some money, but he wasn't. Pashup Shah is Zen Nene Vizel Ochaser, so he has no kpeda. He's not upset.
Is that what the word nicha means? Does nicha just I'm okay with it, or nicha means I'm happy with it?
Okay, I know so that we're having this argument with Shamir. I thought Nichale means he's happy with it. But Shamir says Nichale just means he's okay with it. I don't know. I thought Nichale means he's happy. There's a certain...
What's the nafkamina?
The second time the Gemara uses it, I think that has to be happy.
That doesn't have to be happy. I'm just saying that it's acceptable to him because of that result. I mean, Be'etzim, he doesn't want people grabbing his Evid, just that if the person grabs my Evan and brings to that result, so then, okay, all right.
The Naskamina, it's just, I don't know. It's just that it's a very, it just becomes, you know, what I was saying, that if you apply this halacha to Maisa, it just seems very strange to say that people are nichale today. You know, the people are happy with this.
Well, people say
in the Rajba. Okay, we'll see. But anyway, I don't know. But the Maisa, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Svara, that the Gemara and the Afsadik Zayin is pretty clear that when we baskin Ador B'chot Kavero Ain Tzarech Lanos Oskar, it's not Stam because Zen Nenev Zed Ochoser is Potter. No, Zen Nenev Zed Ochoser in theory, seemingly, don't know, with Pashas, you know, this doesn't start, and the Pasha Pshat, they weren't Tzadik Zayin. Is the reason why you're Potter is only because you have these Svaras, which could cause Nihare. So this is a problem. So let's look. So there's a machlok. The question is if that's true or not. So we have a rush. You said there's a rif, and we have a shulchan aruch. Let's look at the
Rabbi,
rush.
Does Rabbi here does a diak the fact that Gemara needed to say nichush avde? That you don't have either of these bias meis fias or shi yukashar. And then we don't need to. Why did the Gemara need to say the fact of nichush avde?
No, the Gemara. So that's the.
We don't have the we don't have either.
Said minichala.
Right. So okay. So isn't that what the Rush says that there's a overkill here? Let me see the Rush. The Gemara is saying that there's an overkill. That's what the Rush says. That there's the Gemara making an overkill on one of the sides is an overkill. Because right now that's time a problem. The Gemara is saying, no matter how you read the Gemara is saying by the house is a positive reason, and by the Eved there's a negative.
Well, again, according to the Rashba, that's not going to be a question, because in the Rashba there's a negative really by the house too that those Sfaras are compensating for, but the negative by the Eved Nichush Avde isn't compensated for.
Okay, but then in the and that's answering the problem. But the problem on the Gemara, where you said that the problem of the Gemara, that there seems to be there's no need. They could have just said, in other words, the simple reading of the Gemara on Tzadik Zion is that the only time we say Zenana Bizet Khoser is Potter is when you have these Svaras. And in Elokinami, they didn't need, when they asked the Kasha by Eved, they didn't need to say that the Eved the Minichale the Nikush Avde. This is Thomas, it's not Nichale. Yeah. Okay, let's see the Rush. So the Rush is by us. So the Rush says, the beginning, that's a new piece on Chaf Aleph and Aleph. Amra Azkarim and Rav Huna, Derbe Chadesh Mitayit Vesar Lel Azkar, Shunem Rav Shia Yilchaz Shar, Maisi Mehakra Asmachta, Vesad Nidvara. It's an added Asmachta. Lo, me boy, Shupata Mishum Dahabe Leizen, Nen Vesad Ochoser. And I feel toiva nami I see mo shemana base on me lister. So I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. He's saying it's an added thing. First of all, you're potter without it. But there's an added reason. What is the added reason? How does this become another? There's an added reason, not only that you're potter. What is this reason? Why should this reason make you potter? I went ahead and I'm doing it. Let's think about this. I'm doing your house, chater shalob rishos. There's a sibas of mechayev called nene. The nene is $500. I cause you $5 worth of benefit. So why should that potter me from having to pay you the $500? There's a $500 rent. Nana is a sibas amachayet. So he's saying that you're potter for two reasons. One, you're potter because then nana is then a chaser's potter. Okay, which the way the typist learns is midas time. So you're potter because of midas time. And now there's another reason. Lomi boy. Hello, me boy. You're potter because it's an chaser, but and I feel taiva nami aisimo. So what? Why does the fact that taiva aisimo make you potter?
Well, so is the Rosh saying that the oid would be able to work by itself fully?
And I'm asking you. You tell me.
Rebbe's asking why well, should. The older, what do you... I'm asking, is he saying it?
So tell me what he's saying.
The Pashto, the older
saying. If there's a Pashto, then for sure you would never say that.
Pashto, it's Zenem Zenene. It's saying, but oh, it's Zen Nene Vizenene.
So what? So what if it's Zen Nene Vizenene? You know, what kind of tour is that? You got $500 Nene for my property. I got back $5, $2, $1, 50 cents. I know, doesn't sound like too much. So because of that, I can't charge you my $500. Well, what kind of story is that?
Can you say that because of that, it would be a greater midas don't to try to charge him?
Okay, so you want to say, I understand what you want to say. I just wanted you to say it. So you want to say that when he says, he doesn't mean it's two svaras. It's basically one svara. It's midas type, except that Zen Nene Vizech Lo Chaser is me this time because you're not Chaser. Now there's a much greater me this time if you were actually Nene, even if you're only Nene a penny. He means the same lumdness. Does that fit into the Russian's lumdness? Not Russian. He says, Maisi Mehakro Asmachta Vitsad Izvara. Lo, me boy, shu potter shav David a zen and a zen no cluster and therefore it's me the same. And I feel type and I'm the ice emo, and therefore it's double me this time. Okay, ice. What are you people? We can read it that way. It's in our smack of his side, it's bar up that there's a that even if you wanted to argue and say that it's not me this time. Zen then, if it's Zen El Cluster, it's not me this time. But this for sure is me this time. See, it's not so push it. I'll tell you why it's not so push it. Because the learning on Taisus, that haven't been, you know, the Taisus on Chofam and Days sounded like the most simple shot, the Gemara, part of Taibis makes that the Gemara as a boy works according to both Mandamars. But there's a Mandamar that doesn't hold the Kaifin on me this time, right? So the Taibis is the Svara, Shiny Hacha, Shaya Yacha, the Maina Mitzchila, not the Rabbi. Sorry, there's a Mandamar that says, again, that they're not even in the Marim. And he doesn't owe the me this time. So Haka the Kfar Dark. So Parshat Shat, when you learn Taisus, if I would say in the second, in that Mandamar, who in Baba Basra does not owe the me this time, so the Gemara's Abaya is you don't owe the me this time. Over here, do you owe the me this time? Is there a concept of me this time? Because he had a Svara Kfar Dark. Do we say that there's no svara meet this time? You don't hold the meet this time, so you don't hold the meet this time. Or no, even though you don't hold of it, sometimes you hold of it. So it's not so push it. In other words, I'm being clear. In other words, push it shot in the two stardom is one side is that I don't hold the svara meet this time. I don't hold the meet this time. Don't give me meet this time. I don't hold the meet this time. So then the other, it's not too, you know, you say, well, there's another reason why there's more reason why it's me this time. I don't know the me, the one side is, I don't know the me this time. You know, one side, push up, shine the Gemara. So what if it's me this time? Business is business. You know, that's the way, you know, we probably push up, shine the two stars. Then one side is me this time. The other side is too bad it's me this time. I'm allowed to make money. Me this time. That's business. Business is me this time. And, you know, supply and demand. You want it, and I have it. I can charge you.
So, but Rabbi, we see that even according to him, the Gemara is having a tzad that we will say kofin amida stone. So now the Russians coming and saying, you know, we're giving it even more, you know, more of a tzad that we should be kofin amida stone here.
I think business is
okay, but the it's sort of like the mask, okay, saying that the Svara is saying that first of all, maybe you should hold the meat this time. And second of all, more we know the meat this time. I mean, the other side, and there's still another side, it's not gonna hold the meat this time. Okay.
Sure. Ray, what about what Titus just seems to imply in his honest that it's a question of because I could have been surveying you beforehand that somehow counters me this thing.
Right. So okay, so that's the other side. The other side will say, but maybe so Sandy's saying, but there's a limit. How far are you gonna take that? How far are you gonna take that? That depends if you're nana, so then we're not gonna say that sort of.
One side, according to the Maya, is yeah, you don't hold the midas tum at all. The other side is no, that there is a point, right? That there is a point where you will hold of it, and therefore the Rosh is saying that the Gemara is trying to give it another oomph of why you should hold of it.
Right. Okay, I hear.
Could you say
probably push shot? I would probably agree, but I'm not sure. You know, we have to see. You know, we don't have time to see. But that's.
Is it possible that it could be talking to the Zen Nana part, meaning Zen Nana, Zel Lo Nana, Zel Lo Chaser, is Pasha to the Gemara that you're putter, right? That's a Pasha sub in the Gemara. So maybe it's talking, meaning if I'm Nana, but you're benefiting also. So it's not really, it's like taking away a little bit of my Nana because you're also benefiting. So it's like, counter meaning it doesn't, but
your my nana is $500 and your nana is precious peanuts. It's not necessarily a great nana.
Sorry.
Okay, that's just quickly because we're running out of time. So we don't have time to look inside. I've got to tell that the Shamir said there was a gra. So the gra quotes a Rajma that learns a different shot. That shot is that even in in a regular house, there's a certain amount of chaser caused by the traffic. Because even if it's an old house, there's still always a little bit of wear and tear. So these svaras are to cancel out those the chaser. There's a very, very small chaser in every single dorm of chaser chavero. So you know, there's a Gemara, in other words, and you need these svaras. In other words, according to the Rashba, Prashas, the Gemara always meant these svaras. Now, the Gemara has to shine a Zen Nen and a Zen El Chaser. So, the Gemara is saying these svaras to make it into a Zen Nen and a Zen El Chaser. Which means without these svaras, it wouldn't have been. You know, according to the Rash, these svaras are better than Zen Nen and Vizad El Chaser. And according to the Rajba, these svaras are necessary to turn it into a Zen Nen and Vizad El Chaser. Because really there is some very slight chaser. So now the slight chaser is canceled out with the slight Nen. Which is interesting also because normally, you know, you know, the Nana and the Chaser are not on, you know, who says Nana and Chaser cancel out? In other words, if let's say you're learning that you're Bechaya for Mazik, let's say I'm Mazik you, and at the same time that I'm Mazik you, I do you, that's like the Rif Shita. The Rif Shita is that there's an Bechaya for Mazik, right? Even according to him, even in the Rajba, I'm wear and tear. Wear and tear doesn't sound as like a grumma. Wear and tear sounds like a real mazik. So I'm mazik you, half a penny, and then I do you hana, then I keep the shade out. So I don't know. You don't pay for that mazik. If I do you hezik, and at the same time I did you a favor that was unsolicited, that was worth the same amount as a hezek. So it's not so pushy that they cancel out. I don't know. But
the horror, if they be a soman lamashal, you would have to pay for the wear and tear that you did when you walked in, if it all has been started.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. But at least
maybe also isn't it funny the most of
that time is very good. In other words, according to Gelern, as far as me this time, so
it's the Pharisee Rebbe. What Rebbe
takes off me this time. So the Rajba is saying that the fact that there's wear and tear takes off me this time. But since there's a drop of pleasure, so it brings back me this time. Because Rebbe, me this time, they cancel out. Me this Rebbe, time, again, they have to cancel out.
We have the Gemara on Sadi Zion that's clear that the reason why Shia Yukashar and Bayis Meitz V'Yavat Yasra makes for a difference is because it's Nichale. I'm saying that seems to be the operative point. So, right? I'm saying right?
But according to the Rajba, that's not really true, the Chayra. Because according to the Rajba, all you need is to make it neutral. You don't need to make it Nichale.
Well, neutral is Nichale.
It doesn't even fit with
that. Pashat Rajba is that neutral is Nichale.
No, I don't know about that. Pashat Shad is that the Gemara is making it, an overkill. I don't know.
Or the Gemara is saying, saying that whatever Chisaron is caused by it is it's still Nichale because of the benefit.
In other words, when it comes out according to the Rajba, all you need to do is to equalize the Chisaron. So, You cause a chisaron of a penny, and you cause a profit of a penny, and they cancel out. And therefore, it goes back to a gather of a zenen and a zen al chaser. Right? The nafkamina, it comes out a tremendous nafkamina l'alocha between the Rajba and the Rush. Right? It's a very important nafkamina l'alocha. Is if you add a case where you do not have either of these two svaras, right? Which I'm sure there are cases. You know, there is, let's say, like we said, that the case of the animal, it's not a house. So you don't have the, you know, there's, if instead of using, let's say I was Zen Nen of a Zen Ochaser from your animal, and you don't have this svara that, you know, that I don't want it to be BFK, you know, I used your car, okay? You don't have by a car the svara of that I don't want the car to get lazy, right? So right, because that's only a svara by an eved.
Everyone would agree.
You have your car parked in front of your house. You're not using it. Right? That'd be a car because the car already is damaged. You have your wagon. You have your grocery shopping cart. You have a shopping cart that you use to take to the grocery. You have a stroller. Can I make a better case? You have your baby stroller. You leave it outside in front of your apartment. I'm walking. I see, oh, Shamir, look, he left his baby stroller out. I need a baby stroller. He's not using it. He went away for Pesach. He went to his in-laws. I know that he's not using his stroller all Pesach. So without asking him, I take out and I use his stroller. So it's then. Let's say normally I would rent a stroller. I have to go ahead and rent a stroller. So it's then. The Zen al Chaser. So, according to the Rajba, if there's a drop of Hezek, there's a drop of Hezek, and wear and tear probably has a drop of Hezek. So, you'd be Chayiv because there's a drop of Hezek. There's always wear and tear, and there's no counter Nana. So there's microscopic hezek. So then you have to pay for the full price in a stroller.
Maybe something like that must be going on by Shachrui de Shaisa, right? Something, according to Rajba, he has to understand something going like that
right? By the Rajba saying that that is such a big amount that doesn't get canceled out by these pleasures. That's what the Rajba.
Even though it's a small amount, it's a big amount.
The wear and tear is very small. A brand new house and it gets a blackened wall is a major hezek.
That's considered a major hezek?
I don't know, major, but it's more than this pleasure, which is probably very microscopic. You know, I don't know.
So that would be an example where the damage is more than the pleasure.
No, but that everyone again, that's a Gemara. We can't make an afkamina in the case of the Gemara. I'm saying an afkamina between the Rajba.
There's no hana, it's just a hezek.
Between the Rajba and the Rush is, according to the Rush, halacha l'maisa, you do not need these svaras. They're just thrown in, the Rav Chanamosa, extra. They're extra. They're thrown in. Well, according to the Rajba, you need these forests. So, and I'm not sure. Like if in Palm Beach, where I'm not sure what these forests apply. If you have a house that's mamish sealed with locks and keys, and I mean, I don't know whether, you know, I never heard people complain that they're shaving in the Palm Beach's houses and the condominiums there.
And there's a lot of them, don't worry.
Only hurricane damage, I think.
I said there's a lot of them, don't worry.
There's a lot of,
Maybe a lot of shady people.
Okay, so I don't know. But in other words, if you have a case where there's no problem with shadim, and there's no, you know, there's no advantage. Let's say you had the...
Gemara gives a case. The Gemara itself gives a case. The Gemara says, Ika binayu.
Right, and let's say you're using it for a storage house, and the person's moving in does not... You have to have a case where you wouldn't, he's not fixing anything. For some reason, there's nothing, you don't fix things. He's not, you know, a house you fix. That's why I say a drawer, maybe you don't fix. I don't know. So,
what about a guy who's blind?
So it come out a very interesting nafkamina lalacha between. So it comes out as follows that basically everybody agrees, just to summarize, I know we're finished, I'm over time. Everybody agrees that in Lomdes, Zenan and Zeno Chaser is Potter, both the Rosh and the Rajba. At the end of the day, the Maskana is Zenan and Zeno Chaser is Potter, even without in Lomdes without these Svaras. Except the Rajba says you need these Svaras because otherwise it's a case of Zenan and Zeno Chaser, because there's some kind of microscopic Chaser. And the Rosh says, you know, that he went out, this is not chaser. So the nafka mina would be in a case where you have the chaser of the Rajba, whether you need these svaras. So I'm saying, if according to the Rajba that there's chaser of there's different cases. Okay, but in Lomdes, everyone comes out that Zenan of Zeno chaser is Potter. And Pashas, the reason why he's Potter is going to be this time. Okay, that seems to be the end of the sugya. Okay,
Rabbi, mm-hmm. can I go back to my refrain about how they would both learn up a Rami Bar Chama and the Mishnah?
No, do me a favor. You're gonna get me too confused. Let me. What?
Rabbi, isn't a little bit strange according to the Rajba, the way the Gemara words it at the end, meaning that we're discussing up until now that a Darba Chatz Chavero is Zen Nan of Izelo Chaser, and the question is that. Here, Rav Huna Amarav says that the reason why you're butter is because Mishum of this these farms.
Because they realize that without that, it wouldn't be Zen Nan of Zeno Chaser. And probably the Gemara always meant that, according to the Rajba. They just never spoke it out.
Meaning the whole time, but it was just a speed. Meaning it went through, the Gemara had this back and forth already. And that's why it said Zen Nan of Zeno Chaser already. And that's what made it to Lenin of Zelo Chaser, and then he's just speaking it out again.
A Mitzias that was never pointed out that in order to get to the Mitzias, Zenan of Zelo Chaser, you have to have these factors. That's how the Rosh was learning. Well, according to the Rosh, they came along and they gave an extra kill. We're not sure, you know, Sandy said it's an extra kill in me this time. I'm not sure. Pashas, he's right. I don't have another way of explaining it. Okay. Anyway,
could you say, what? For that, I was just thinking, could you say that